Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Well, here we are. 2019 has finally arrived. We recently heard from USC economist Joey Von Nessen on his outlook for our state's economy for the new year. Let's check in with another of South Carolina's preeminent forecasters and see what he thinks. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. Bruce, welcome back.
Glad to be speaking with you today, Mike.
And Happy New Year.
Well, that's right. That's right. We finally get to turn the page, and let's see if we can do a better job this time.
Well, now a better job. I don't know. 2018 was pretty good. What are you seeing for 2019?
Well, 2018 was good. And in a sense, we have a series now of strong economic growth as measured by real GDP for the nation. 2016, 1.6. 2017, 2.2. 2018, when the books finally are closed, probably will be right at 3%. So we've got a trend that's positive, and it makes you think, wow, could this just go on forever? No, it can't go on forever, but it sure does feel good when we're here. You mentioned Joey Von Nessen's forecast, and he has a carefully done forecast, and I'm using that word because there's a lot of agreement. When I look at the data for the nation and then for the state, it appears to me that 2019 is probably going to feel a lot like 2018. I don't see anything that would suggest that there's a recession or even a pre-recession for 2019. We've got some uncertainties, and they are pretty big clouds. One of those clouds, trade policy, is a big one for our state because we are more international than the nation, and our number one destination for goods produced in this state is China. But nonetheless, I think we're on to a pretty good track with some hesitancy.
Joey Von Nessen gave a specific number of jobs lost in this state due to the tariffs and trade wars. 6,000 was the number, he said, that could be saved if all of the trade mess went away.
Yes. You know, we've had a decline in exports through the Port of Charleston for the last couple of months, and that's the first time we have had a decline in, I think, better than 2 years. We can pin that to retaliatory tariffs, particularly for automobiles and automotive parts. But there's also, Mike, hesitancy showing up in surveys of CEOs of manufacturing plants in the Southeast. When asked specifically, are you hesitating with plans for expanding because of the trade wars? About 25% of them say yes. Then, most recently, we are seeing a decline in manufacturing employment in the state, another indication of weakness. And we're seeing an increase in the use of temporary workers, which suggests, again, nervousness, uncertainty, wait and see.
Any other clouds possible on the horizon other than the trade situation?
I think the second most important one is Fed policy, and of course they have indicated to us, to the public, that there will be a series of interest rate increases over the next 12 months. They have promised that. The concern always with respect to that is that the actions by the Fed may be too tough, and it's hard for anyone to know what should be the right number at the right time. We only know after the fact when they hit the brakes too hard and the economy takes a dip, or if they don't act fast enough and we get inflation. But nonetheless, we are in a period of time where we have a very active Fed changing policies from the past where everything was easing. Let's get this economy on its feet again. And now it's on its feet and running. And then there's a question of will the Fed raise that rope too high and trip the economy and throw it into a recession. Should that happen, I think we would be talking about 2020, however, not 2019.
Well, Bruce, as always, thank you so much for your time, and here's to a good 2019.
All right, and Happy New Year.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and alumni professor of economics emeritus, both at Clemson University. He also is the distinguished professor of economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. We will have links to all of those, including that report, posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.